Following are comments on Thomas Kidd's The Spanish Tragedy, Act 2. Be watchful when and where these lovers meet. Lorenzo demands that Pedringano help him spy on Bellimperia and Horatio, whom he plans to ambush. In Act 2, Scene 1, Balthazar harps upon his love for Bellimperia and laments that she pays him no mind. Lorenzo, son of the Duke of Castile, calls in a favor from Bellimperia's servant, Pedringano. It seems that Lorenzo saved this man from being found out as the go-between for Bellimperia and her beloved Don Andrea, so Pedringano owes him. His task will be to cough up the name of the man whom Bellimperia currently loves, and he already knows. It's Horatio. Pedringano must, then, inform Lorenzo where and when the two lovers next get together. He is told that he must, quote-unquote, be watchful when and where these lovers meet, line 99. Revenge tends to be a matter of the nobility. They seem to be calling the shots here. The servants get caught up in the nobility's struggles. They don't have the luxury of remaining neutral. Then be thy father's pleasant bower the field. Bellimperia and Horatio decide to meet in Horatio's father's garden. Balthazar and Lorenzo are eavesdropping, so they hear the plan. In Act 2, Scene 2, Lorenzo and Balthazar spy on Horatio and Bellimperia in the garden of Horatio's father, Hieronymo. This is a good time to ask, what's in it for Lorenzo, who appears to be our resident amoral Machiavel in this play? Well, it probably comes down to his wanting to have control over personages and events. In a sense, and unbeknownst to the King of Spain, he is working to effect a union between Balthazar and Bellimperia. That is what the King of Spain wants. But the methods between the two men couldn't be more different. In any case, Lorenzo and Balthazar now know as much about Horatio and Bellimperia's plans as they need to. Bellimperia says to her new lover, quote-unquote, then be thy father's pleasant bower the field, where first we vowed a mutual amity. Lines 42 through 43. I know no better means to make us friends. The King of Spain encourages the Portuguese ambassador to hasten the proposed match between Balthazar and Bellimperia. In Act 2, Scene 3, the King of Spain asks the Duke of Castile whether his daughter, Bellimperia, is warming up to a union with Balthazar, the Portuguese viceroy's son. As we know, she isn't. That does not please the king, though he trusts that matters will improve without delay. Much good is riding on this match. The king promises that he will abolish Portugal's tribute if the marriage goes forward. Not only that, but if Bellimperia and Balthazar should have a son, the boy will one day rule not only Portugal, but Spain. The Spanish king says to the Portuguese ambassador, quote-unquote, advise thy king to make this marriage up, for strengthening of our late confirmed league. I know no better means to make us friends. Lines 10 through 12. These are the fruits of love. Lorenzo, Balthazar, Cerberine, and Pedringano stab and hang Don Horatio in his father's garden, while Bellimperia is whisked aside. In Act 2, Scene 4, Horatio and Bellimperia transpose martial language into another key, using the word die in an erotic sense, not a literal one. But they are soon betrayed by Lorenzo, Balthazar, and their assistants. Lorenzo has a way of waxing ugly poetical, the poetical equivalent of the French term jolie laid, as when he says in answer to Horatio's question, quote-unquote, what, will you murder me? With, quote-unquote, I, thus and thus, these are the fruits of love. Line 55. The scene, we should remember, is a garden. As in Shakespeare later on, when the villain isn't being stupidly literal, his or her cleverness often takes an unpleasant, even macabre, turn. This place was made for pleasure, not for death. Hieronymo is devastated to find his dear son Horatio's body hanging in the garden. In Act 2, Scene 5, Hieronymo is stricken to find the body of his son in his own garden. He says, quote unquote, "This place was made for pleasure, not for death." Line 12. Isabella, Hieronymo's wife and the mother of Horatio, soon enters the garden, and the couple take their own approach to what has just happened. Hieronymo vows revenge, taking up a bloody handkerchief as his symbol. While Isabella declares her faith in traditional Christian piety, quote unquote, "The heavens are just, murder cannot be hid." Line 57. This scene ends with what the Mermaid editors call a pastiche of Latin from various authors. Maybe Thomas Kidd thought this was an appropriate way to achieve tragic dignity, but in any case, in the combined passage, Hieronymo swears off suicide, since that would prevent him from accomplishing his revenge. Now Hieronymo, initially stunned, has his casus belli, his purpose going forward. But this isn't going to be a straightforward good kill. It never is. No, there must be obstacles, and Hieronymo, though he doesn't have the depth of a Hamlet, will need to work his way through to the other side if he means to accomplish his revenge. He will have the highly placed and thoroughly vicious Lorenzo working against him, too. While Hieronymo talks up revenge as strongly as Isabella appeals for justice from the heavens, he also cares about true justice, and he plainly isn't going to get that here. Not in this cauldron of politics and corruption that is Renaissance Spain, at least as Thomas Kidd depicts it. This is the stark dilemma that usually confronts a revenger. It's an act that threatens to change who you are. Shakespeare's Hamlet would certainly later find it so. Thanks for listening. The date of this audio recording is Friday, June 13th, 2025. The foregoing material is copyright 2025 by Alfred J. Drake. Quotations are from the 2009 New Mermaids 3rd edition of Kidd's The Spanish Tragedy.